Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome to Dick It Happened Here, a podcast where the thing is not, well, we're here has temporarily been relocated to the UK once again.
Oh, what an awful place to relocate it to.
Yeah, I'm your host, Mia Wong, and today with me to talk about things in the kingdom that is united for some reason is Nick, who is a resident nurse there. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. A lot better for being on holiday right now.
But... yeah.
Yeah.
Getting to escape the sort of dismal swamp of
rainy turf island.
Yeah. So on the other hand, there are things that are in motion on Turf Island, which are interesting and cool. And that is I have no idea once again when this is going to come out. Like, this could be coming out like 4 weeks from now. Like, there could be six more prime ministers. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
Six could be. Rishi's outlasted the lettuce, unlike our last one, but you know. Sorry to anyone who's not up to British political memes. That's going to be arcane and inscrutable, and I'm not correcting that.
we ran them through a like 2-hour British politics boot camp a couple of weeks ago, so hopefully they still remember. Yeah, but so the reason thing is, so on the day we are recording, there are a bunch of strikes going on in the UK. There have been a bunch of strikes going on in the UK for a while. They keep doing this weird. I'm gonna do my one bit of what are you guys doing strategically thing, which is so they keep having these strikes and then they'll like go off strike for like 3 weeks as like a quote sign of good faith for their negotiations, and then nothing happens and they go back on strike, and it's like, well, okay, like you could just not do this. Yeah, so strikes have been continuing, and yeah, I wanted to talk to you about some of the nurses' strikes that's been happening and about the sort of organizing that's been going on, because that's what's been really cool and not reported on enough. I guess the place that I want to start with this is with the last sort of deck. Well, I mean, I guess there's been a lot of austerity in the UK, but I want to kind of start with the last sort of decade of austerity and the damage that's been doing to the healthcare system and what that's looked like on your end.
So there's a couple of ways it's manifest. One is like there's been a centralization of healthcare services, a closing down of hospitals and making larger hospitals that contain more and more specialties. So for instance, my hospital that I work in, it was the result, came about the closing down about, I think, three smaller hospitals.
Jeez.
And each hospital that was lost we lost about at least 100 beds for each one that was created. They're centralized into R1. There's been massive cutback in lack of funding in preventive healthcare and community healthcare. One interesting example of how that manifests is they shifted the provision of community healthcare and social care for new mothers to being run by the local council. That's local, either county or city, even larger cities level government. And then they would put out the process where rather than just it goes automatically to the NHS, it needs to be put out to tender and give charities or non-profits or even private healthcare providers an opportunity to bid on providing the service.
That's a terrible way to run the system.
No, it's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane. Jeez. And what this and then the end result of this is the NHS service gets it because they're the only one that can actually credibly provide the service, but they have to essentially massively underestimate how much it will cost to run in order to run this. To run the service.
Oh, because they have to underbid the other services that are not going to do it.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a terribly designed system.
Yeah, and then there's also introduction of trying to, in order to cut back on the backlogs that the cutting down in services have created via outsourcing some healthcare, some surgeries and stuff to private healthcare, to private hospitals. But then they're able to just pick and choose the easiest, least risky, and most profitable ones. And of course, any complications that result of the problems with surgery, issues with treatment, adverse reactions, the surgeons fucking it up because they were working overnight in order to get some extra money after doing a shift in the NHS hospital, which is often the case, then falls back on the NHS proper. And then in terms of workforce, on average, this isn't just nurses, there's a universal pay scale used in the NHS for everyone called the Gender for Change. There's a history behind that confusing name, but... the reason for that is it was a less unified system before the early 2000s. Everyone knew it was messed up. There was a big push by unions and also by government who wanted to rationalize the whole thing. To make it make more sense, in theory, tie people's wage to what they were actually doing more directly in a more consistent way, hence Agenda for Change, because there's an agenda for changing up what's happening. But it's been in place for over 20 years now, so the name doesn't make sense. But basically, everyone on Agenda for Change has, on average, in the last 10 years, had a 20% pay cut in real terms.
Jesus.
Then doctors and dentists, because they're special boys, love them, but, have on a different pay scale, and junior doctors on average have had an even worse pay cut of about 28%.
Yeah, and they're on strike. They're on strike right now.
They're on strike right now, and unlike my union, they haven't pissed about. The government, they've gone straight to a full 3 days. No derogations of the term for agreeing to not provide services for life or in order to protect patient safety, which the RCN went in for in a big way. In some ways, they've got it a bit easier in that they can just say, oh, the consultants will do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
That is, to translate into American healthcare, that would be an attending. And so this strike of junior doctors includes everyone from their first 2 years post-medical school, what we call foundation years. Possibly that'd be equivalent to internship in America. And then... our registrars, so people who are registered in specialty training, equivalent of a resident, I believe. The government tried to persuade them to call it off in order to go into talks, but they hadn't made a big show and promise of we will, in good faith, we will call off strikes and go into negotiations if the government agrees to have serious formal talks. So they were able to just say to the government, no, you're putting too many preconditions on these talks. We're not doing it. Until you stop messing us about. Whereas, unfortunately, my union, the RCN, is addicted to protecting the image of nursing and acting in good faith, even when they're dealing with someone who have no intention of dealing in good faith.
Yeah, which I don't know. As a strategy, it's really frustrating because you just can get you can just get locked in endless negotiations where just nothing is happening, and it's really frustrating.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
To provide some historical context to this, the RCM in England, Wales and Scotland, Northern Ireland's a slightly different story, had never had a strike until last year. Historically, the RCM was an anti-strike union.
Wait, that... What?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a thing in the UK? Man, like, I know, like, the US has a lot of weird, not very good unions, but, like, I don't know... I'm not sure I've ever heard of it. Really? That's...
Yes.
Wow.
So that changed either in the 90s or the early 2000s. I honestly can't remember when. I tried to look it up, but whenever you try to search this stuff, just your search results are like flooded by stuff around the latest round. What you've got to understand is the RCN is 106 years old. It only became a union, though, about 50 years ago. The RCN is both a union and a professional body in that...
Okay.
It also does stuff around developing nursing best practice, research, and that kind of thing. And that's what it existed as originally.
So, yeah, so like a professional association.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And so it still has a dual structure of its union side, its professional body side that, like, develops nursing practice and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I guess that raises the sort of question of like what was so like unbelievably like what happened like such that for the first time in like 100 and whatever years they finally went on strike.
So it's partially a matter of breaking point. The nursing turnover in the UK is absolute dog shit. thousands of people leave the profession every year. There's this massive pay cut that's happened over the last 10 years. And nursing was always underpaid in the UK, to be frank. There's also then there was the cut in the nursing bursary about 5 years ago. So it used to be the government would pay for you to train as a nurse. It would also give you not enough to be equivalent of the wage of the work you were doing. Nursing in the UK has a far higher amount of practice hours than it does in the US, I believe. It's part of the degree. And like a lot of that time, you're essentially working as a HCA or CNA, as you'd say in America.
Can you explain what that is for people who don't know like medical stuff?
So HCA, healthcare assistant, or CNA, certified nursing assistant, I think is what it stands for, is essentially a healthcare worker who does a range of like what you describe as nursing tasks, but not the role of a registered nurse. So they would assist with mobilizing patients, monitoring observations, hygiene, potentially taking bloods and some investigations such as setting up an ECG, but they wouldn't do more advanced investigations, risk management, care planning, medication management, assessing of patients and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, like about 5 years ago, the nursing bursary was cut. So then it became, as with every other degree, having to take out a student loan in order to pursue it. And then in 2018, there was a particularly disastrous pay deal where the RCN, in a number of ways, just absolutely not just the RCN, the other healthcare unions representing healthcare workers also messed up hugely. But like they really fumbled the ball. It resulted, arguably, some people describe it as the leadership selling out the membership. And then after that, there was an emergency general meeting called the RCN, which resulted in the entire executive being booted.
Wow.
The RCN. Around this time, leading up to that, there'd been like increasing like grassroots militancy around nurses, recognizing that this was an awful situation we were in. This also then resulted in like there were various grassroots campaigns started, such as like Nurses United UK, which started employing, organizing the UK to like agitate nurses. There was a concerted effort to put pressure on the RCN by like, I'd say a radical minority, but one that represented like a genuine feeling among nurses on the front line to push for the RCN to take a more radical stance. Then at the same time, I don't know if this was covered in your talk in about English politics, your like 2-hour deep dive, but Northern Ireland didn't have a government at this point, because as they are now, the DUP and Sinn Féin had fallen out. And legally, it has to be both of them together as the largest Republican and largest unionist party. Unionists in pro the United Kingdom party have to form a government, which meant it was impossible legally for any pay rise in the NHS in Northern Ireland at that time. Oh. So there was not a government that could legally enact one.
Great. Amazing.
And this resulted in 2019, the first strikes by the RCN ever. And also like the first nursing strikes in the NHS in a very long time. I might be wrong about this. I think the last ones were like in the 80s or the 70s. I might be wrong about this though. And this was both called by the RCN and one of the other biggest trade unions probably the biggest trade union, as it's a generalist trade union, in the NHS, Unison. They both called strikes at this time, and they were a significant factor in getting the Northern Ireland government back meeting alongside other things. I'm not going to give ourselves all the credit, but it was a significant factor that often gets overlooked, and actually having any pay rise enacted at all in Northern Ireland.
Just to clarify for a second, this strike was specifically a strike that was happening for nurses in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, in 2019. I think it's very important. I think that triggered something of a sea change in the RCN, and that was kind of the culminating point of like trying to push for a more militant attitude on the RCN. And it really like broke the floodgates open and made what's happening now possible, even though a lot of nurses in England, particularly, I can't comment on the situation in Wales and Northern Ireland, like how much people know about what was going on. But like a lot of nurses in England didn't even know about it. And when I was going around the wards pushing for people to vote in favour of the strike action, a lot of people weren't aware of that. That had been a thing that had happened until I told them about it. Because people in England, as much as England is determined to keep Northern Ireland, don't know what's going on in Northern Ireland to any degree. To a terrifying degree sometimes, I would say.
Yeah, that sounds like a thing that happens when you're a colonial power, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yes.
Like, I mean, like there was... I feel like, well, our equivalent isn't the right term, but like around the same time, like people in Puerto Rico like ran out their government and almost no one in the U.S., like...
Mm-hmm.
Like in the continental U.S. has like ever heard of it, so
yeah. I would say if there's not bombs going off in Northern Ireland, people in England aren't paying attention. I would say,
yeah, that makes sense, and it's also really depressing.
which like I would say Northern Ireland's in some ways in a better position than Puerto Rico in that it actually has a degree of political representation in the Westminster and such, even though it obviously should have its independence. Puerto Rico doesn't even have that, is my understanding.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a whole thing there. Like the Puerto Rican statehood people are like weird reactionaries. The independence people are cooler, but also there's this whole sort of, I don't know. There's a kind of like. There's a kind of paralysis in the American. It's like that, and it like DC is kind of similar, where there's this kind of paralysis where like nothing's ever going to be done about it other mm-hmm. than the US just like basically imposing whatever random colonial governor that they've decided to bring in as an emergency mm-hmm. manager or whatever. Yeah, sorry. Okay, but we are getting far afield from.
And also, I want to stop before I put my foot in it. Saying something about Northern Ireland that will piss off everyone.
Yeah,
as like in England, and like I don't even know even less about what's got about Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
more than the average person in Britain. But
yeah, I would also say okay, like so people don't get mad at me. The like all of the U.S. is a colony. It's the substantive difference between New York and Hawaii and Puerto Rico is when we took it over, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So returning actually, well, you know, okay. All right. I will take this complete interruption of the flow as a point to do an ad break. So, do you know what else is an extensive colonial power that, whose might cannot be checked? It's the products and services that support this podcast. Yay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
All right, and we are back. Yeah, so I wanted to move from the Northern Ireland strike to talk about the sort of broader strikes that have been happening in the last, like my understanding, about year or so. Is it been going on longer than that? Yeah, I guess we should talk about what happens to move from the Northern Ireland strikes to the current situation.
So do you mean with specifically NHS strikes or like broader strike wave that's going on in the UK?
Specifically with the NHS strikes, but I guess we can talk about the broader wave if you want to too.
Okay. So obviously all the shit with COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then we came to the payoff of last year. And at this point, there'd been general building of an attitude that we don't just need a decent pay rise that keeps up inflation. We need one that goes towards restoring lost pay. And the RCN leadership, after the kicking out of the entire executive in 2018, kind of on the back foot, kind of like wanting to appease the membership, go along with it a bit more. Also, we had new General Secretary Pat Cullen, who was the Secretary of the Northern Ireland section of the RCN during the Northern Ireland strikes, took a more militant position in the joint union pay negotiations with the government towards the beginning of last year, where the RCN took a position of, we need inflation plus 5%. Now, this is a bit of inside baseball, which like, I don't think I've ever seen like put out officially, but what I know from various people involved in these things and like statements by different unions, what my understanding of it is, the biggest of the trade unions in the NHS in general, the Unison, put forward line, it was only willing to go for a generic, significantly better than inflation pay ballot, or like pay demand from the government, which the RCN was due to like changing attitude of its membership, what happened when it accepted a bad deal last time, was not willing to go for, and resulted in the RCN splitting from the joint union like pay council, like the joint union council over this issue. Which then the government's pay thing came in. It said, we will do a flat 1,400 for everyone, like on all bands, so not a percentage like it normally does. And, you know, to be honest, if it was a significantly higher amount that was bigger than inflation for the lower bands, like the lower paid workers in the NHS, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But this 1,400 isn't good enough for anyone. And while I'm talking about this, I'm talking about specifically in England. It was slightly different in Wales and Scotland. I think generally slightly better, but still far lower than it should have been, than it needs to be. And so the RCN was the first of the unions in the NHS to say it was balloting, it was doing a pay ballot. And this kind of sprung on the other unions, like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, all said that they were doing it as well. The RCN also at the same time hired a load of paid organisers to support the pay ballot effort. And what I'll say is, obviously, paid organisers, they're no substitute for what rank and file militancy, but it was very helpful, to be honest, because I think there was a lot of militant sentiment in the RCN, But although there were some like rank and file initiatives which had a massive impact on like pushing the RCN to a stronger position, I don't think that could have materialized, and there wasn't enough people like actually who had an idea about organizing, about what it meant to go out and push for this kind of thing to get what we needed in that time frame. Sadly, I wish that wasn't the case, but I do think these paid organizers, much as not what I think the correct model for workplace organizing is, did help a lot. And this then resulted in the RCN strike ballot passing in 176 NHS trusts across the UK. Let me just check that I've got that right. Which is huge. It's not all, but it is. It's over 50%. It's pretty much all trusts in Scotland, I believe, all trusts in Scotland, all trusts in Northern Ireland. I think all bar one or two in Wales, and the majority in England. It's also worth pointing out, the ones that didn't pass it, they didn't pass by less than a percentage.
Wow.
They didn't pass by like 10 votes in all cases. I think the one in Wales that didn't pass, it was literally by 3 votes.
Jeez.
And it's also worth noting that I think in 2016 or 2015, anti-union legislation was passed by the Conservative government, which raised the bar you need in order to have legal strike industrial action.
Mm-hmm.
And under the law as it existed a decade ago, every NHS trust that the RCN balloted in would have passed the ballot. Also, unfortunate timing, it was happening at the same time as postal strikes were happening. And in the UK, industrial ballots for industrial actions to be legal have to happen by post.
Ooh.
A little bit of sad irony there.
Yeah. Like,
it's like, it's bad timing, guys.
Yeah.
Like, full power to you. You're getting God. I wish the timing had been slightly different.
Yeah.
But yeah. And of all the unions in the NHS that were passing ballots, the RCN was the most successful. We passed it in significantly more places than other unions did. To my shock, to be honest, because like when I was going around balloting or like talking to people like on my days off, like going on the wards, talk to people while I was at work, everyone was like, yes, who was in other unions, like, yes, I'm voting for it. I'm waiting on Tenter Hicks to have my ballot. When's my ballot arriving? Why has my union not opened their ballot yet? And so, like, when particularly, like, other unions didn't pass in my trust, I was really shocked. I was really confused. And it seems like a lot of them didn't actually want to fight to a degree in that, like, they were opening it because the RCN had opened it. I'm certain people in those unions might disagree with me, but that's really, I find it really hard to understand how these unions that have historically, none of them are that militant, you know, but they all have a history of strikes in other sectors, of organizing for this. They've never had been anti-strike unions, Unison in particular. It was the, came about of like several unions being collaborated, like joining together, including unions that had been founded by nurses in the 70s. In reaction to like the RCN being anti-strike and going on, like that was the last big wave of nursing strikes at that time. So that really shocked me.
This has been It Could Happen Here. Join us tomorrow for part 2 of the interview. And in the meantime, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Happened Here Pod. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Cool Zone Media.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.